North State Public Radio. I'm Ava Norgrove with your headlines for Monday, March 25th. A new emergency alert device in Shasta County hopes to reach residents in rural areas who don't have reliable access to internet and cell service. It's called Alert FM. Tim Mapes, the public information officer for the county's sheriff's office, says the system doesn't rely on electricity or internet to work. It uses radio waves instead.
There are areas in our county where when you live out there, your cell phone doesn't work unless you go to one spot of your property. So this is trying to get just another tool for those people that live in those areas.
As the weather begins warming up in the North State, Mapes says residents should have an emergency plan ready.
Everybody talks about fire season, but unfortunately, I mean, that's the big thing in this area. It's on the forefront of everybody's mind. But really, emergency preparedness, yesterday's the best time to start working on it.
Mapes advises Shasta County residents to make sure they're enrolled in all forms of emergency alerts, including the county's evacuation zone map and cell and landline alert systems. Butte County also uses the Alert FM system. They currently have hundreds of the devices that they're distributing for free to residents who live in fire-prone ridge communities. And in other news, on April 8th, a solar eclipse will be visible to varying degrees throughout the United States. Cap Radio's Manola Sakaita has more on what's visible in Northern California.
Californians won't be able to see a full solar eclipse here in April. The path of totality, which is the area where people can see the sun fully eclipsed by the moon, is further east in the United States. But with some safety precautions, residents here can still view a partial eclipse. Vanita Domeyer is the coordinator of the Davis Astronomy Club. She saw her first total solar eclipse in 2017 and says she's been hooked ever since. She plans to drive to Texas with her husband to see the April eclipse in totality.
For years, people have asked me after that eclipse, like, what's the best thing you've seen in the sky? And I'll always say, you know, if you can see a total solar eclipse, it's worth the effort.
What you'll see of the eclipse depends on your location. From Davis, Domeyer says at 11:16 a.m. on April 8th, you'll have a chance to see the moon cover about a third of the sun.
It'll look like part of the sun has been eaten up, so the sun will look like a crescent. And you will notice slight changes in temperature because, you know, a third of the sun is now blocked.
At no point during a partial eclipse is it safe to look directly at the sun. If you want to catch a glimpse of it, Domeyer says it's important to use glasses specially made for looking at the sun during an eclipse. If you're looking through a telescope, it should be equipped with a solar filter. Manola Sakaita, Cap Radio News.
Governor Gavin Newsom has joined U.S. leaders in an official call for a ceasefire in Gaza. CalMatters' Samia Kamal reports.
The governor's call for a ceasefire came in the form of a letter that he sent out Thursday night to California's Arab, Palestinian, and Muslim communities. He sent it also acknowledging the month of Ramadan, noting that despite this holy month that a lot of people are commemorating, there's a lot of pain and, you know, a lot of people in California who have personally lost family members in Gaza. The reason it's significant for Governor Gavin Newsom to weigh in on this is, one, a lot of communities in California have been pushing for this, have been protesting, have been asking him to do this. But also, I think we're seeing, you know, Newsom's profile on the national stage really rise.
That was CalMatters' Samia Kamal. And if you're feeling like your allergies are particularly bad this year, you're not alone. Cap Radio healthcare reporter Kate Wolf has the story.
Scott McCusker is an ear, nose, and throat doctor with Mercy Medical Group in Sacramento. He says he's been seeing more allergy patients than usual and thinks the weather is the culprit.
We had a winter that was quite wet, as everyone knows, but also kind of a darker, cooler, earlier spring.
Because of that, the trees and grasses that cause allergies are blooming at different times than normal.
People are getting exposed to different loads of different allergens at different times in the cycle, and it's just throwing a lot of things off their normal rhythm.
McCusker says nasal steroid sprays, antihistamine pills, and saline sinus rinses could all help relieve symptoms. And if you're staying in, washing your sheets and running air filters are also a good bet. Kate Wolf, Cap Radio News.
Due to snow survey measurements and spring runoff forecasts, the Department of Water Resources has announced a second increase in allocations for the state water project this year. The forecasted allocation is now 30% of requested supplies, up from the 15% allocation update announced last month. The next possible allocation update would come after the next round of snow surveys around April 1st. Currently, the statewide snowpack is 98% of average for this date. DWR says California's reservoirs remain in good shape, thanks to last year's strong winter storms. Statewide, reservoirs are at 115% of average for this time of year. And finally, Chico State has announced next year's book in common. It will be Hector Tobar's Our Migrant Souls, a meditation on race and the meanings and myths of Latino. The book is described as working to decode the word Latino as a racial and ethnic identity in the modern United States. It also gives voice to the anger and hopes of younger Latinx people. The university says the choice received overwhelming support from the selection committee and was endorsed by the Chicano Latino Council and the Cross-Cultural Leadership Center. More than 30% of Chico State and Butte College students identify as Latinx. The university says the yearly Book in Common is intended to help create discussion in the community about important cultural issues. And those are your headlines for Monday, March 25th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eva Norgrove.